Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Tuesday, February the 6th of 2024. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And it's always a great thing to come to you like this, you know, and that you would tune in to a program like this, wherever you're tuning in from, you know, whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe you're at home, maybe you're out grocery shopping, maybe you're out on a beach somewhere. If that's the case, hopefully it's warm, because right now is not obviously not the time to be on a beach in Michigan, because it's only in the 40s outside. But the 40s are relatively warm for this time of year. They're relatively warm for winter time, for like February in Michigan. And people will say, is March spring month or winter month? I say it's kind of both, honestly. It's a little bit of both. Those who are into astronomical stuff, you know that, they will tell you that March is clearly a spring month. I say it is both a winter month and a spring month, partly because, for one thing, because of it being in Michigan, and for another reason, the thing of in like a lion, out like a lamb, which they say is how it's supposed to be. There's been times, though, over the years, where it's actually feels like it's in like a lamb, out like a lion, and roaring with cold and more snow and more snow and more snow. And sometimes in April, we've had a couple of different times that I know of in April where we have actually had kind of big ice storms. Okay. What? And for Detroit, the biggest snowstorm that ever hit the city of Detroit, it didn't hit in November, December, January, February, or March. It hit in April. What? I wish I had a button for that said what, like for those special effects like that. Someone needs to make one.
Yeah.
For those kinds of things. I said what like that because it's a shocker, and because you would think it would be in, you know, in one of those other 5 months, because normally they will say that even November should have more snow than April. However, as for the case of the biggest snowstorm to hit Detroit, it was April.
Really?
Which to me is kind of a shocker, you know, something that's hard to believe, but, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously because it happened, it won't be taken off the record so that it can be changed to be like, no, it was actually in December. But it was in like 1900, thank God. So hopefully no more of that. Hopefully from now on, maybe the most of April, it can just be in the 70s all month.
Yeah.
I wish! because of Michigan. I've even heard of times in May where there were temperatures only in the high 70s, even as far south as South Florida. And the rest of us up north were in like the 50s. And like, so, anyhow, it's great that you've joined us wherever you've tuned in from, whatever you're doing. I pray that you're ready to receive the blessing of the Lord and that you're ready to receive whatever the miracle is that God has for your life. And let me tell you something. When we named this program the Miracle Man, we didn't name it the Miracle Man just because we thought, oh, it's a nifty name, you know, Miracle Man, you know. I think it's cool, you know, man. But that's beside the point. The reason we named it the Miracle Man is because I've seen the miracle working power of God in my life. And there's been times that it was just right in the nick of time. It's not always way in advance. Sometimes it's right at that nick of time, right at that deadline, and he moves. You know, and he does things on our behalf. And his word says that he makes all things work together for our good, not some things, all things work together for our good. And we can rest assured of that as we go about our lives, doing what we do, you know, whatever it is that we got to do, the duties of the day, the duties of the week, you know, and what have you, just going about life. But, you know, we can know that God is for us. And it's not something we have to be like this, well, I wish, well, I guess I could try, well, I, no. It's, don't be doing the I wish I could, I wish I would have, I wish I would. No. And we named it the Miracle Man because I've seen the miracle working power of God in my life. And I want you to be able to experience the miracle working power of God in your life, because I've seen him do it. I've seen him do it in my life. But 4 different times the spirit of death was on me, and it left my body because prayers were made, and it was medical stuff. It wasn't like me trying to take my own life. No, it was, you know, diseases trying to take my life. Because in one of those times, there in a hospital in Tennessee, my heart stopped in the middle of a very, 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 very long surgery. But you know what? God came through. I didn't die. And I lived on. And life was breathed into me. And I'm alive because of him. I know that for a fact. I mean, I think the same can be said for so many of us, that we're alive because of him. Uh-huh. He's the reason to be alive. He's the ultimate reason to live. He is. I mean, I can say that in my own life because, you know, things like that. But things I face. But in reality, he is our reason to live. He is. And, you know, and so, you know, I just believe that he's not done with me either. I know he has plans for me, you know, to advance me and to use me to do different things that I don't even understand yet.
Yeah.
Because obviously, it's not like someone gives you a handout of everything you'll ever do in your life. It's not like that at all.
Like opening a gift, you don't.
It's like opening a gift, you don't know.
Yeah.
It'd almost be boring if someone gave us a handout.
Right.
By handout, I mean, here's all the stuff you'll do in your life. Here's all the people you will reach. Here's how many souls you'll win for Jesus. Here's how.
Like a preview of the movie, watching the whole movie, basically.
It's like watching the whole movie, and it'll be in a preview.
Yeah, not fun.
At that point, it'd be like, just go ahead and walk out of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at that point, just walk out of the, well, they'll say, walk out of the theater. Because sometimes they'll try to sound all, you know, like they're like from that other country, trying to make it sound all, you're fancy.
Hey.
That's what they want. I was going to say professional, but the right word that I was thinking of was fancy. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes they want it to sound, you know, as fancy as possible.
Yeah.
Because they think that Hollywood does not sound quite fancy enough. So they want it to sound more like British.
Yeah.
Because because they, maybe they think that British sounds more proper or something like that. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it sounds more like this, but actually in the media, they teach, you know, those who end up being news reporters and stuff, they'll go through and they'll tell them, you know, that they shouldn't use Southern accents. They want them to be a proper accent like this. Oh, and when I found that out, I'm like, what? I'm like, really? You want to take away a whole lot of the charm?
Oh.
Like, really? You want, like, really? And people go to these classes to learn how to get rid of these Southern accents.
Oh.
Or whatever accent they came from, New Jersey or whatever.
Oh.
And that'll be like, I told people down south. I say it as a joke, but I think there's truth to it. That accent you have is from God.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them, and much more often than not, when I told them that, those people were like, "Oh yeah, I love it." They were glad that I told them that. Like, they were laughing, but I could tell they were happy with what I had to say about it at the same time. And so I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it's just a, I just think it's a real cool thing. When you hear things like that, you know, whatever it might be, but anyhow, you know, God can use you, and He will use you if you allow Him to, regardless of where you're from. Well, I grew up, and then people will be like, well, I grew up on a bad part of town, or grew up in a rough home, or whatever. God doesn't look at that and just check him off the list and be like, can't do it for him. But then it's like, you know, He loves you, and He'll use you, you know, because He loves you. And we all have a calling, whether we know it or not. We all have a calling. We might not understand what it is, though. And sometimes it might take a while to find out what it is that our calling is. Sometimes we just might not know. And it's not something that you want to just overlook, because I just want you to be used by God however He decides to use you. And I mean, I do what I do. I feel like one of the things that God has called me to is this, right here.
Yeah.
I feel like when I do this, I'm answering part of the call of God on my life. And I certainly don't think I'm doing this in vain. I don't think I am. I don't feel like I am. I feel like God's using me to do this,
yes,
to reach all of you people who tune in to this program. And I'm believing, God, that more and more people will tune into this program.
Mm-hmm.
I, I don't know about you. I firmly believe that. And so I just know for a fact that he isn't done. He's not done. His promises are yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
They're not maybe and I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't sit there and go, well, I guess, blah, 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 and I guess, well, I guess I'll do it. Even though he wants to, he doesn't sit there and go do the I guess thing. I'm sure you've heard of it where you have certain people, you know, even on earth, and they'll be like, I guess this, I guess that. Even if they want to do it, they'll just say, I guess, like it's just a habit of theirs.
Right.
No, God doesn't go around saying, well, I guess I'm going to deliver my people.
Just as my will be done.
He doesn't even put an I guess in front of it.
No.
Because humans will, though. They'll put this whole I guess thing in front of it.
Oh, yeah, we sure will.
You know, because then I guess in my mind, when I get the I guess, I'm like, okay, either you will or you won't.
Yeah.
No, I guess. Yeah. Nope. My God is the God of yes and amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful to him for that,
mm-hmm.
that he loves us enough that he would do that for us. And he does it because he loves us. He heals us because he loves us.
Mm-hmm.
He strengthens us because he loves us. And it's not by some chance thing. He doesn't go around doing it by some little chance thing.
Mm-hmm.
And go on doing this all. Well, I guess I'll do it. Nope. He does it for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, for his children. He does it for his children because he loves them, because he loves us. He cares about us.
Yeah.
But he cares about us more than what we care for ourselves. He
yeah.
cares about us more
mm-hmm.
at a greater length. He does. And that is something that I am very, truly, honestly grateful for, that he cares for us the way that he does. And so I just thank him for that. So now I want to remind you of a couple things that I always try to remind those of you who tune into the program on a regular basis about. The first thing I want to remind you about is the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been, how God has, you know, come through for me time and time again. And man, let me tell you, that book has been places. People in other places have even been reading it. I've heard of people in other countries reading it. And even other places in this country, people like in this place called Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Florida.
Yeah.
Yes, I know about a little bit about this place called Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Uh-huh. maybe a couple people down there, maybe not, I don't know. But nonetheless, yeah, people there that I know have got their hands on it. And it's been a blessing to
yeah.
people. And I know that God is not done using it. He's going to keep using it.
Oh, you bet.
I just know it.
Yeah.
People are going to get their hands on it.
Yes.
And they are going to, they're going to get their hands on it, and they're going to read it. And I think, you know what, you're going to see more and more souls coming into the kingdom of God
yes.
as a result of reading this book. That's what I honestly and firmly believe.
Mm, me too.
And I don't see this as any kind of a by chance.
No.
No. I see it as what God will do.
Yep.
because God moves. And I just know that when he says something, you know, when God says something to us, he means it. And he's not gonna, none of this is void.
No.
But I just know that he's just gonna keep on doing what he does for us because he loves us.
Okay.
And so, but you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. Again, that is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how it can be a blessing. Because I want it to be a blessing for you. I really do. And it's not just something that I just say, you know, one of these, I guess, I hope, I wish, anything like that. Nope. Go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book. And order that book while you're there. And hey, let that book, I mean, you just go ahead and read the book. And then be glad that you read it. You don't sit there and feel bad that you read it.
Oh, you can't.
If you do, I'd be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Why are you sad you read the book? Oh. I'd be like, are you sad that God's bringing life to you? You're gonna sit there and be sad about that?
Welcome.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Watch that noise, honey.
Okay.
There, let's leave that. Yeah, might want to put it on the table.
Okay. But nonetheless.
There we go.
Okay. Now. But anyhow, I just let you know. God would want you to read it.
Yeah.
So why not go online and order the book and be glad you read it, because
mm-hmm.
it's great. The other thing I want to remind you about really quick is about the PayPal.com. You can go online to PayPal to sow your seed into the program. I want to thank all of you who have went online to PayPal.com and sown your seeds into this program. Thank you. All of you who have done that, you know, helps keep us going. I believe the more people, the longer the Lord tarries, the more damage we're going to do to the devil's kingdom.
Yes.
I know that for sure. And so I thank you to all of you who have sown seed into the program. And you can be like them. Yeah, and when you're so into the Miracle Man program, you know something? This is good ground here. It's good, fertile ground. It's not this ground where you go, I don't know if it's fertile or not. I just don't know. Is it or is it not? Nope, it's fertile. It is good. Solid ground. It really is.
Yeah.
And you can go online and let it be a blessing to you. You really can let it be a blessing to you. And so I thank God for that. I really do. Amen. And now, so you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. In the search bar, you'll type in Rivers Shukla. Again, that is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, if you would, that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing related to that I want you to keep in mind is that the first sound Rivers is capitalized. And then the S in Shukla capitalized. Please make a note of that if you would. And there's a space between reverse and Shukla, just so that you know. Alright. Verse I want to sum into your life. Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. Whatsoever measure, it shall be given unto you. I'm going to sing a couple songs, and then we'll get into the Word of God. All right. Nothing can separate. Even if I ran away, your love never fails. Ooh. I know I still make mistakes, but you have new mercy for me every day. Your love never fails. You stand the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. The wind is strong and the water's deep, but I'm not alone here in these open seas. Your love never fails. The castle was far too wide. I never thought I'd reach the other side. Your love never fails. Oh, you stay the same. You stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Your love never fails. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, you do. You make all things work together for my good. Yes, you stay the same through the ages. Your love never changes. There may be pain in the night, But joy comes in the morning, and when the oceans rage, I don't have to be afraid, because I know that you love me. Your love never fails. Oh, your love never fails. Ooh. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful rivers.
Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle is won, for you have never failed me yet. Ooh. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my promise. This is my confidence. You never failed me yet. You never failed me yet. Oh. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Oh. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. You never failed me yet. I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I see you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Oh, and I never will forget. Into your hands I commit again with all I am for you, Lord. And I will live, you hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I walk with you wherever you go, through the tears and joys, I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, in your promises forever. Oh, Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing with all I am. I will worship. I will worship. You. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. I will worship. I will worship you. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live. You're the reason why I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason why I live, the reason why I sing, with all I am. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you made us who you wanted us to be. Thank you, Lord God, that we can be in your presence. That we can be in your presence, Lord God, that we can have you at work in our hearts. That you are working on us, making us who we ought to be. It only took you a week to make the moon, stars, sun, the earth, Jupiter, Mars. How lovely and patient that you must be that you're still working on. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are, Lord God, that you are the great I am. Thank you, Master, that you minister to each and every person that has tuned into this program tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for our time in your word that we're about to enter. Thank you that your hand is on these listeners. And that as we study your word tonight, these people will be attracted to it. May they not be distracted. May they be, attached to your word. May they want what you have. And I thank you that you are meeting the needs of every listener tonight. You know what they need. You know when I don't. Thank you that you're meeting their needs. You're strengthening our bodies. You're healing our bodies. You're strengthening our minds. That you're healing our minds. You're touching our minds. Thank you that you deliver people right now from anxiety, from fear, from these things that plague us that are not always physical. Sometimes, Lord, it's stuff like anxiety and fear that just grips us. Thank you, Lord God, that you free us of those things right now that try to hurt us and try to hurt our life. And I speak peace in the name of Jesus. To those things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master, that your will would be done. Thank you that as we study your word, you are there. Now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come in. Thank you for more and more listeners tuning into this program. Most importantly, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of the Miracle Man program. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful.
Amen. Just go with me, if you would, to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28. Praise God, Deuteronomy 28. I'm going to teach on the blessing and the curse. We're going to look at some of the curses first as opposed to the blessings because I don't want to close the Word of God and have all of you thinking about the curses.
Right.
You know, we want to be able to sew you up.
Yeah.
And have you leave happy and not leave angry and never turn into my program again because he decided He decided to bring out the blessing and then bring out the curse. Oh no! And be like, so you're gonna begin with 19.
Right.
We're not gonna read the whole rest of the
Deuteronomy
chapter.
19.
28. We're gonna start with. I'm gonna start with verse 15. We're not gonna go all the way to the end of the chapter. We'll only go to like 47 or so. I'm gonna go up to 1 and we're gonna talk about the blessings.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm doing it this way because I don't want you all to close off all angry. Like what? Because we want to be thinking about the blessings and how God wants to bless us. For those of us who do His word, if you didn't find it yet, you're going to convert school. just kidding. Verse 15. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all of His commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. You'll be cursed in the city. I'm turning the page. And cursed in the country. Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good. Verse 17. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. And the crops of your land and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. The Lord will send on you curses, confusion, and rebuke, and everything you put your hand to, until you are destroyed and come to sudden ruin because of the evil that you have done in forsaking Him. The Lord will plague you with diseases until He has destroyed you from the land that you are entering to possess. The Lord will strike you with wasting disease, with fever and inflammation, scorching heat, drought, with boils, mildew, which will plague you until you perish. The sky over your head will be bronze, the ground beneath you iron. The Lord will turn the rain of your country into dust and powder. It will come down from the skies until you are destroyed. The Lord will cause you to be defeated before your enemies. You will come at them with one direction and flee from them in seven ways, and you will become a thing of horror to all the kingdoms on earth. Your carcasses will be food for all the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and there will be no one to frighten them away. The Lord will afflict you with the boils of Egypt and the tumors, fissuring sores, and the itch from which you cannot be cured. The Lord will afflict you with madness, illness, confusion of mind. This was for those Israelites who decided that they were not going to obey God.
Okay.
It's not for us, because my Bible says He does not put one of these diseases upon His people. And Jesus paid. This is stuff that Jesus paid for. This is stuff that Jesus paid for us. You know,
yeah.
But we got. It does not pay to sin. Regardless, it does not pay to sin. It does not pay.
No.
It doesn't pay to live dirty. It doesn't pay to live wrong. It doesn't pay.
No.
If we don't, even though we don't get, might not get all these things, it won't be God doing it.
No.
I mean, if you get afflicted with some of the stuff, it's on you.
Yeah.
Some of it's on the devil. But I mean, God's not putting these sicknesses and diseases upon you. He's not. Why? Because he loves you.
Yeah.
And then we'll look at this verse 46 and 47, and then we're going to get on to these blessings of the Lord.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it says here, verse 47, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully. Oh yeah, that sounds like you can't, that sounds to me like you can't just take it as a chore. Well, I gotta go to church.
Right.
I don't want to go there. The preacher preaches long. I get there at 10 and and they're not done until, 11:40. And, and that's just too long and too hard, and it's too...
Okay.
At my church, it used to be very common to not be done until 12:30, sometimes 12:40.
Yeah.
Now it's more up to be 11:40, 12, maybe like 10 after, 20 after, if we have a guest speaker, but if it's just, the pastor, it rarely goes past 12 anymore. But regardless of when you get out of church, you should want to serve the Lord because you love him. It shouldn't be, I guess, because I'm saved now, I guess I better read my Bible.
Right.
I don't like it, but I guess I got to do it. I guess I don't like it, but I got to do it. That doesn't sound like joy to me.
Nope.
Maybe in your world it does, but to me it doesn't.
No.
But it says here, because you did not serve the Lord your God joyfully and gladly in the time of prosperity, therefore in hunger you thirst, in nakedness you fire poverty. You will serve the enemies the Lord sends against you. He will put an iron yoke on your neck until he has destroyed you. But I know something. I don't plan to be on that list. I don't plan to be on the cursed list.
It's terrifying.
But for those who sin, and decide they're not going to repent, and do things, it won't be God putting these things upon them, but, as a result of sins of omission, sins of commission, they'll be putting those kinds of, they could be putting those kinds of things upon themselves.
Yeah.
But, nonetheless, let's look at these blessings. We'll look at all these. Now, this is the list that I'm on, folks. I'm on this list. Let me put it this way. I plan to be on this list. I don't want to be prideful or any of that. And I don't want to mess it up. I don't want to, So this is the list I plan to be on. Verse 1, Deuteronomy 28. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, carefully follow all of his commands that I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and will accompany you no matter what. I'm sorry.
Only if
there's all these ifs in your Bible. If, You know, my pastor joked about it and said, oh, there's that if again. The worst word in your Bible, if.
If you.
But then again, if those ifs weren't in there, it could be bad. All of these things were for everybody. That means it could be some good and it could be a lot of good and a lot of bad. You know, meaning you'll have all this, but you'll also have all this. But thank God that other stuff is only an if.
Ugh.
And thankfully this this stuff is also an if. The blessings will order an if of the nation on earth. All these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. In other words, wherever you go, you know, city, country, suburbs, exurbs, you know, which are suburbs that are kind of far out, you know, from these cities, you know, regardless of where you live, not just regarding your town, but even like wherever you go, you know, bless you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Bless in the city and the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed, and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. Your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. Here's what I think part of what that means. More abundance.
Yes.
It'll be blessed. That's what I think this means.
Uh-huh.
Verse 6, you will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. The Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but will flee from you in seven ways. The Lord will send a blessing on your barns and on everything that you put your hand to. That's where we get this thing of, you know, if you pray that way, you know, that everything I put my hand to shall prosper.
Yes.
And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that he's giving you. That's not just for the Israelites. That's for all of us.
Yeah.
You know, that can be, you know, he blesses you on the job. That previous one, everything you put your hand to prosper, that's for on the job. That's for your family. That's for, however you choose to live. That can be your ministry. That can be a lot of different things. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that he has given you. The Lord will establish you as his holy people, as he promised you on oath, if you keep the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, then all of the people on earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will fear you. The Lord will grant you abundant prosperity in the fruit of your womb, the young of your livestock, and the crops of your ground, in the land that he swore to your forefathers to give you. The Lord will open the heavens, the storehouse of his bounty, to send rain on your land in season and to bless all the work of your hands. You will lend to many nations, but will not borrow. The Lord will make you the head, not the tail. Now, I know as Christians, it can be so easy to say, I'm the head, not the tail. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. We mean it. It's not just, We if we're going to say that, we should mean it. If we don't mean it, don't say it.
Yep.
We are the head and not the tail. If you pay attention to the commands of the Lord your God that I give you this day, carefully follow them, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Do not turn aside from any of the commands that I give you today, to the right or to the left, following other gods and serving them. You know, in the stuff we've read the last two nights, you see something that's kind of clear. Don't be serving other gods. Don't be putting other stuff in front of God. It's not to be Jesus plus this other stuff. I mean, you guys are going to have other stuff in your life. But don't make this other stuff your God. If you're not careful, you can make your job your God. If you're not careful, you can make your kids your God. If you're not careful, you can, you know, and you don't want to be doing that. And, you know, and God blesses you if you keep his commands, honoring him, giving, you know, and the blessings. How is God going to continue to bless you if you don't pay your tithe? I mean, if you don't pay the tithe, which is, in fact, his.
Yeah.
It's his automatically. It doesn't become God's at some point. It's not God's until you decide to keep it, and then now it's yours. No, it was his all along.
Uh-huh.
Oh, by the way, he could have said, oh, yeah, this will give God one tenth. Oh, he could have said, he could have said, give me the 90 and you live on the 10.
Yep.
He could have.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to say thank God he didn't because, you know,
right.
Because I'm sure he would still help us, you know, to live on the 10. We have to.
Yeah.
I'm for sure he will, but he doesn't. And guess what, listeners? You know, at some point, even if you don't pay your tithe, if you're not Christian, and you just choose to live your own way and la, 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 and you never accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and all that, then you just, you know, eventually you're going to pay. That tithe will be paid. It will be, but it'll be paid in you suffering and all that kind of stuff. It'll be stuff you'll have to deal with and stuff. Either way, that tithe is being paid. That tithe is being paid, whether you think so or not. It's being paid. It's just, I'd rather be presenting it before my Father God than to lose it to all this other stuff. You know. And the government, they want more than 10%. Yep, they do. But the Bible says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to God what is God's. And what God ultimately blesses is when you give an offering above and beyond the tithe. Because you see, the tithe, though God commands that you do it, it's you know, you fulfilling your duty to him. You know? And yes, it keeps you, you know, the ministry going and all that kind of stuff. But it's him. You know? And he, you know, asks us to pay our tithes, when you give an offering, you know, that's one of the ways you get blessed. And you also get blessed, you know, by obeying the word of God. By obeying his word, the blessing of God can be upon your life. And as you ask him for blessings, you'll find he'll bless you. I'm not out there looking for blessings. Blessings out looking for me. Amen. I've heard Dr. Rodney Howard Brown say that from his pulpit, but that's the way I feel. I'm not out there looking for blessings. Blessings out looking for me.
And I love that.
And it's just, you know, just letting God be God, and,
yeah.
and you know, and he wants to bless your ministry. He'll, it's not always just financial. It can be you're a farmer, and maybe you find that when you're out there growing your crops, they produce more than what they had before with just as much seed. It can be stuff like that. It might not always be in dollars and cents.
It was like our eggs from our chickens. We would, you know, sow into them, give them their food, put in the work, and then they gave us a beautiful blue egg the other day. Like, aw, they give us so many eggs.
And then they just give and they give and they give
yeah.
and they give and they just keep on
yep.
keeping on. And then it's like they...
It's so cool.
And it's like, and the blessing of the Lord will do that.
Yeah.
And he talked, and we read about there was all these different areas that, you know, that if you obey the Lord your God, keep his commandments, you know, you'll be above and not beneath. You'll be the head and not the tail.
Yes.
Don't be going around this earth calling yourself dumb, stupid, worthless. That's not a way that's going to help you get blessed. That kind of low self-esteem, no self-worth, that kind of stuff is not going to help you. Because then when you do that, you're not saying the things that God thinks of you. God thinks more of you than dumb, stupid, no self-worth, or low self-worth.
Yeah,
won't amount to anything. Lord, I want you to bless me, but I don't want to amount to anything. Oh, really? You know, that means, you know, you got to get rid of that kind of negative thinking.
Yeah.
And you got to have in your mind that the Lord wants to bless you. That the Lord wants to bless you. And you call yourself blessed of the Lord. And you'll see blessings come on your behalf as you obey him. As you obey, do the things that he's called you to do. You know, and you'll see that in your own lives. Listeners, and then you'll have miracle stories to tell of how God blessed you and how you had favor with God. Sometimes blessing comes in the form of favor. That's part of the blessing.
Yeah.
It might not always be you opened your mailbox and there was a check. It can be things like maybe you got pulled over, but you didn't exactly get a ticket. It could be maybe you were at the airport and maybe your luggage was a little bit heavy and they just decided to let it go. Which, you know, it can be different things. It can be different things like that. Now, that doesn't mean you keep packing it super heavy or anything like that. So, like, don't cheat the system or nothing. But I mean, like, favor. And then, you know, favor with God and man. Because that's what Jesus had. Jesus had favor with God and man. I like to say, you know, sometimes I've noticed when I go to these food places and I get a drink or, you know, I get some food or something, you know, like some, you know, like burger fries or something. Sometimes I notice how sometimes it feels like I get food favors and someone else's stuff is messed up and stuff. But my stuff is big is food favors and maybe it's got some extra fries thrown in there or whatever.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
When I get these little food favors, I love that. And I go, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like to me, it can be easy to just be like, and oh man, I'm getting these food favors. And Donut, this happened to us last week, and Donut said, yeah, I got a food favor today too, because I got an extra chicken tender in my thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, cool. I love that.
Me too.
Yeah, like when you go to these places and they're not skimping.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, I've heard a story where my friend, Jenny or Donut, as I like to call her, she went to this food place. The worker, this was from a few years ago, the worker was putting food on her plate, on Donut's plate, and a manager looked at her and gave a look at the worker and gave the worker this bad look and was like, take some of that off.
Oh.
Like, what? I tell you, if I heard that and that knew that that's what they were doing, I'd be like, I want to walk out of here.
Yeah, really.
I'd be like, what?
Yeah, what?
You don't want to give me all that? And every time I'd be like, you know what? I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I'm going to pay for all this. And you all, and you would take some of that stuff off that you put on there? Be like, what? Be like, I'm hungry. I want those fries. I want them chicken nuggets. I want all that, you know, whatever you had on that thing that I wanted. You know, be like, or those slices of pizza. Or that, you know, whatever,
yeah.
You know, whatever it is. Don't take half the pepperoni off my pizza.
Right.
That I ordered. If I ordered the pizza. You put it on there, so don't be going with your gloves trying to take it off.
Right.
Just give it to me how you had it. You know, don't mess with it. I mean, nonetheless, God wants to bless us.
Yeah.
And he's not a stingy God. You know,
and when you recognize those things, it's easy to have joy.
And you gotta serve him with joy. You should want to serve him.
Yes.
You should actually want to do it. I serve God not just because he's done things for me in my life and he's done miracles. I don't just do it because he's done miracles,
mm-hmm.
though I think it's a great reason to. Do it because he's done miracles, and I continue to thank him for what he's done and for what he's going to do, because I know he's not done with me yet.
Yeah.
But I do it because I love serving him.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. I get joy from
yeah.
it, you know, and there's joy that comes
yeah.
from it.
Yeah.
I do it for the joy. And the truth is, we need joy today,
yeah.
listeners, you know, when we live on this earth we live in, and there's all this stuff going on, this stuff, that stuff, that went this way, this went that way, blah, 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 the news, blah, 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 blah. But you find joy in him. You can find joy in him. You can find peace in him. You find prosperity in him. It doesn't matter if gas went to $20 a gallon. Guess what? You'll have $20 a gallon. Why?
Yeah.
God's on your side.
Yes.
You know. Do I want to go? No. But I'm just saying. If.
Right.
But you know, because God's on our side. He makes a way for us when it seems like there is no way.
Yes.
And without God, let me tell you something. Without God, we're nothing. Without God. I don't know how these people try to make it without God.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know how they. I don't know how they survive. I don't know how they put food on the table. I don't know how they do all this stuff without God.
Oh, I
couldn't. But they do. That doesn't mean they should.
Right.
Because they used to ask my mom, "How do people do it without God?" You know what she would say? I don't know. And so that's what I say now. I don't know how they make it without God. But without God, we're nothing. That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Without God, we're nothing, and we're nobody. I mean, yeah, we might be somebody who might have a good name or something, and, you know, maybe did some good in your community, you know, and things like that. Maybe got some good grades at school and all that. But in God's eyes, it doesn't compare to what he wants to do for you. And so, Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your blessing on us. Thank you that you are our God. Thank you for your for the blessings that you have in store for us. Thank you that the rest of this week for these listeners would be a week of blessing, because thank you that everything these people put their hands to will prosper. Whatever it is, they will prosper. And you'll be in it. And I thank you. for that. In your name, amen and amen. And until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody. I will talk to you tomorrow night, and we will have a Super Bowl pick for you.
Yay.
So long, everybody.
Invite and Blog Talk Radio Studio and the episode visited later.